Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Tuesday, August 4th. Tune in Tuesday. At the end, I'm going to play another song that my brother recorded while he was here in Birmingham a few weeks ago. It's one of my favorites. I love the chorus that reminds us that we should let God's loving kindness be our guide. That is a challenge for me today and every day. Exodus chapter 32 is where we are in the story of Moses and the golden calf. And today Moses is going to come down off the mountain and see the debacle that is before him. We're supposed to be reading through verse 35. I'm going to finish up around verse 24. And if you have time, open God's word and read the rest of the story. Then Moses turned and went down from the mountain with the two tablets of the testimony in his hand, tablets that were written on both sides, on the front and on the back, they were written. The tablets were the work of God, and the writing was the writing of God, engraved on the tablets. When Joshua heard the noise of the people as they shouted, he said to Moses, "There is a noise of war in the camp." But he said, "It is not the sound of shouting for victory or the sound of the cry of defeat, but the sound of singing that I hear." And as soon as he came near the camp and saw the calf and the dancing, Moses' anger burned hot. And he threw the tablets out of his hands and broke them at the foot of the mountain. He took the calf that they had made and burned it in the fire and ground it to powder and scattered it on the water and made the people of Israel drink it. And Moses said to Aaron, "What did the people do to you that you have brought such a great sin upon them?" And Aaron said, "Let not the anger of my Lord burn hot. You know the people. They are set on evil, for they said to me, 'Make us gods who shall go before us.' As for this Moses, the man who brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we do not know what has become of him." So I said to them, "Let any who has gold take it off." So they gave it to me, and I threw it into the fire, and out came this calf. Two things that I want to point out here. First, it's the blame shifting with Aaron. Yes, he was trying to do the right thing by pointing them to worshiping Yahweh, but he gives them an idol, which is number two in the Ten Commandments. You shall not make for yourself an idol. So I am reminded of Adam and Eve and Adam shifting the blame onto Eve. He said, "You gave me this woman, Lord, and she's the one who led me into sin." Here, Aaron's saying, "You know these people, they're always set on evil." And it's just something that we need to think about today in our own lives. Who are we blaming in areas where our sin is burning hot? All right, that's one thing. The second thing that I want to talk about is that the people say it is Moses who brought us out of the land of Egypt. And that's true to an extent. But at the beginning of the Ten Commandments, God reminds the people, "I am the one who brought you out of Egypt. Therefore, you shall have no other gods before me." God wants to set straight with the people. Hey, we're not in a polytheistic society. I am the one true God, and all these other, quote, gods are not really gods at all. So if you read the rest of the story, you see that Moses and the Levites, they take pretty drastic measures against the people who wanted to make the golden calf. And when Moses meets with the Lord is angry with those who have sinned against him. But he doesn't completely wipe out the people. Instead, he continues on using Moses as an instrument and also leading the people into the promised land. Psalm 24 leads us to be mindful that God is our King, that He reigns, and that it is His glory that we should seek. I'm reading in the English Standard Version. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and those who dwell therein. For He has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the rivers. Who shall ascend the hill of the Lord? And who shall stand in His holy place? He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who does not lift up his soul to what is false, and does not swear deceitfully, he will receive blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. Such is the generation of those who seek Him, who seek the face of the God of Jacob. Lift up your heads, O gates, and be lifted up, O ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O gates, and lift them up, O ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together today, thinking about the first commandment. I wanted to read another little excerpt from 10 Words to Live by Jen Wilkin. The children of Yahweh today are not so different from the children of Yahweh then in the Old Testament. Like Israel, we affirm that there are no other gods verbally and intellectually, but not practically. Practically, we live as polytheists. Our idolatry is a both-and arrangement. I need God, and I need a spouse. I need God, and I need a smaller waist size. I need God, and I need good health. I need God, and I need a well-padded bank account. In our minds, we rationalize that the both-and still offers God some form of degree of worship, so everything must be okay. Yet according to Genesis and Exodus, to cease to worship God alone is to corrupt any worship still offered to Him. In Matthew 6:24, Jesus teaches us that no one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. We may think dual allegiance is desirable, but Jesus assures us it is not even possible. We are created for single-minded allegiance. We are designed for it. We are made in the image of one God, to bear the image of one God. We are not designed to be polytheist, nor can we sustain the weight of a many-God lie in our minds. When we cling to God and something else, we become unstable in all of our ways, as it says in James 1. Verse 8. Will you pray with me? Lord, as the Word is teaching us today, help us to be monotheist, people who believe in one true God. Help us not to have any other gods before us. Don't allow us to worship money or relationships or youth. Help us to expel the idols in our hearts, and help us, as the psalm says, to recognize you as the King of glory. Lord, may your loving kindness be our guide today. Help us to rest knowing that you are seated, throned in heaven as King of kings and Lord of lords. Thank you for being strong and mighty in battle, and fighting our battles for us, and equipping us with the weapons we need to fight. The breastplate of righteousness, the feet fitted in the readiness of the gospel of peace, the belt of truth, the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit. Lord, give us all of your armor today. We pray in the strong name of Jesus, our Lord. Amen. Thank you.
Let the wind of your breath blow over me. Let the light of your spirit set my soul at ease. Let your peace and your mercy overshadow me like you've always done since you set me free. So I let love and kindness be my guide. From your presence, Lord, I dare not hide. You are my strength in every situation. Give me joy on every occasion. Well, now, just when I thought I lost it all, fell from your way, I got down on my knees and I heard you say, son, put your trust in me and know that I will never leave you for all of the days. So I let love and kindness be my guide. From your presence, Lord, I dare not hide. You are my strength in every situation. You give me joy on every occasion. Strength in every situation.